Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the threat of nuclear war that is currently spiking, like the needle of a meat thermometer in a lava flow. While President Trump busies himself dropping healthy payloads of democracy on various Mideast miscreants, North Korea's Kim Jong-un is kicking demilitarized sand in our face, sticking his nuclear tongue out and wagging thumbs in his ears. Probably not even his own thumbs. Could be his uncle's thumbs. It's like a brand new serving of the old Cold War with a little kimchi on the side. Don't know why the beloved leader is so angry. Maybe he feels a little less than after being supplanted atop the prestigious wackiest leader in the world with the weirdest haircut list. A position that's been in the family for generations. It's a legacy award. Experts agree we'd be taking the peril a little more seriously if Pyongyang had a more efficient delivery system than a team of musk oxen, but the scare is legitimate enough for Vice President Mike Pence to rattle a few sabers on the south end of the DMZ, where he said the U.S. was going to abandon its failed policy of strategic patience, which sounds suspiciously like straighten up and fly right or someone's going to bed without dinner. Again, President Trump even reversed his campaign pledge to label China a currency manipulator in hopes that North Korea's adult neighbor will keep an eye on the region's juvenile delinquent and deliver an economic spanking if necessary. China has a vested interest in nothing happening to us until we pay back the trillions of dollars we owe them. It's all very thrillingly exciting, so much so that every day without a mushroom cloud is a victory. Which some might claim is a little too exciting. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.